Bring in Pat Pagano. It is time for us to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is fine. The weather, you know, what can I say? You know, it's really unbelievable. The National Weather Service in New York City had a statement which I thought was very interesting. I think it's 13 or 14 consecutive days in April that was below normal. Consecutive. The last time that happened, folks, was November of 2018. Not even last year. Hmm. The year before that. So that is how much above normal we've been, that it took a year and a half to get us to be consistently below normal. And today, well, what can I tell you? Variably cloudy, 55 to 60.
Yeah, but today's going to be okay because they're at 1 o'clock they have that big parade honoring all the first responders and the essential workers and everything. So it's going to be okay for that, right?
Should be fine. Yeah. And I'm sorry you won't get to see it, but the Thunderbirds and whatever it is, the Blue Angels, yeah, they're going to be flying over New Jersey, the Lower Hudson Valley, and New York City at around 12:30 today.
All right.
Yes, you know, all for the first responders, which is going to be great. I think we should be able to see it. So I'm going to be looking at it from down here. I'll let you know. I should really get my... Actually, if I was smart, yeah, that's what I should do.
Get your camera out.
Get my camera out, right. Yeah, good idea. All righty, so tonight, partly cloudy, 35 to 40. Wednesday, some sun, late showers in the mid-50s. It'll be windy Thursday with showers and a thunderstorm in the low 60s, the heaviest rain coming Thursday night. Friday, showers and windy 60 to 65. This is the way the weekend shapes up right now. There is a chance of some early leftover showers Saturday. Otherwise, it'll turn partly sunny. We'll be in the 60s. And Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, 65 to 70. So it really does look like a decent weekend for the first weekend of May.
But basically Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are throwaways.
Yeah, tomorrow, the showers don't come in until late tomorrow, and I think they're going to be really light and widely scattered. So Thursday and Friday are the ones, you know, the 2 days that will be wet, noticeably wet. And I'm really glad that the weekend's going to be nice because, you know, Sunday is mouse-proofing weekend up at the lake, so the weather should cooperate for that. Most of the work is inside, but we have to get underneath there too and clean the outside. But I have to ask you about this. Okay, if I put out a forecast today, and this is an analogy, mm-hmm, if I put out a forecast today, folks, and I said today will be cloudy, there is a chance of snow, rain, thunder, lightning, sleet, hail, partly sunny skies, and wind. You would say to me, Pat, how could you be wrong? Everything's in it.
Yeah.
I listened to someone yesterday on TV, and I'm trying to keep away like you from the news because it's ridiculous. And the doctor said the CDC have added to the symptoms of the coronavirus. Now, it's not just breathing, fever, and coughing, headaches, sore throats, body aches, back aches.
And the shaking of hands.
So what else is left?
I know.
You have every symptom under the sun there. I mean, it's so ridiculous because that does not help people at all.
No.
I mean, when you think about it, it does not help people at all, because if somebody wakes up and they have body aches, the first thing they're going to say to themselves, oh no, I have the virus.
Well, the way around this whole thing is, if somebody wakes up with a symptom, first right. thing you do is take your temperature. If you have a temperature that's elevated, don't worry yet. Later on in the day, take your temperature again. If it's elevated even more, then you can start to call your doctor and say, you know, I woke up with a couple of pains, and but my temperature is going up. That's the whole thing. People have to learn that if they wake up and they feel one or two of these symptoms, take your temperature. and then take it again in a couple hours.
That's good advice.
And that way you can throw everything else away, because if you have a temperature that's going up and you have a couple of the symptoms, someone's going to want to see you to test it. So you're home free. So that people have to remember that.
Right, because, you know, like a lot of people had asked me yesterday, they said, well, that's great because now you can go get tested. I said, no, you can't. No. I said, you cannot get tested for the virus unless you have,
doctor.
You know, the symptoms.
And a doctor recommends it, yes.
Right. I said, and as far as the test for antibodies, right now that's for first-liners and, responders. I said, that test is going out now. And when it is opened to the general public, which it will be, and, you know, they have the swab where you could do it yourself. I'm told now that you're not going to be able to do it yourself because you're going to have to be in front of, quote, some sort of a healthcare worker or provider, because they want you to cough into your armpit and then swab your mouth. And a lot of people, if they don't do this properly, the test is not going to be accurate. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, how accurate is the test to begin with, even if you do it the way you're supposed to be doing it? Number one, is it accurate? They're saying it may not be. And number two, does that mean that you cannot get the virus because you have the antibodies? They don't know that either. So what do they know? What it comes down to? It's all up there, folks. It's up in the sky. They're still pulling down the bananas from the banana tree, but they have not peeled them yet.
And that means they haven't made the pie yet.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's true.
There's a lot of unanswered questions.
So yesterday, Pat, I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-oh.
Now, I file my taxes online. It's a one-page form. I don't make much money. I pay the government what I have to pay them, and I'm done with it, right? So whenever you get a letter from the IRS, your eyes perk up. I open it up. And I open it up, and it says, the White House, Washington, D.C. Your economic impact payment has arrived. Okay, thank you very much. It arrived in my bank 2 weeks ago. And then, of course, it's signed by Donald Trump. Now, here's what gets me about this. If you are one of those people that doesn't get your taxes electronically, all right, and they send you your check, I could care less if Donald Trump puts a letter in with that check.
Right.
Because
right.
It's going out in the same envelope. But you've got 300 and some odd million Americans. How many millions of Americans are like me and files their taxes electronically and receives the check automatically deposited into your bank account?
Right.
I'll figure low. I'll say only 10% of Americans, okay? So that would be 32 to 36 million Americans, okay? And that's figuring low. At 40 cents a letter, that comes out to like $16, $17 million that can go to education, homeless, veterans. It's a waste of money to send it out to people that get it electronically. It's just plain stupid.
Yeah, and they really don't need the letter.
No, but if they want to send the letter, they can just put it in where they send out the regular check. Because they're
right.
Sending out the check anyway. So that is not a waste of money at that point.
Nope. But what I thought was interesting is that I had to pay back this year. And, of course, I did my taxes early. I asked my accountant if she could do it early, get that in. She said yes. And, of course, she told me how much was going to be taken out of the account. So come the 15th of April, bang, the money was zipped right out of the account. Today is April 28th, and I have yet to receive the stimulus check. When I go online, ask for the Social Security and that stuff, it says, you are eligible for the stimulus check. Doesn't say anything else. Doesn't say your check was mailed out, your check is dated, you expect your check on such a check, nothing else. So quick to take it out on the 15th, but as far as getting it, in my case, nope, didn't get it. And I could use it right now because it's costing me just for the wrought iron fence where the tree fell down, it's costing me $1,500.
Well, you know, I appreciate the check. I appreciate the government sending me $1,200 by the way, on my next year's taxes. I have to pay taxes on.
No, I heard you didn't.
No, yeah, you got to put it down on your income tax form.
Yes, I heard you were. I heard it was going to be tax exempt.
No,
look into that, Marshall.
I have.
That's what I heard. I heard it was not going to be taxable.
Nope, they're going to ask you if you've received any other government payments and stuff like that.
You say no.
Yeah, then they come in. For the money I make, I'm not going to say no. I'm just going to put it down there because I pay them anyway, so I don't really care.
Okay.
But I just think it was foolish to send this out to people that get. I don't need to see Donald Trump's name. I don't need to see that. And it was a waste of money anyway. But
by the way, did anybody ever take your suggestion? Because I think they did. When you said now is the time for them to buy millions of barrels of oil and stockpile them, I think they did take your suggestion.
No, they didn't do it. They didn't do it because their friends in the oil industry wouldn't have made any. They would have had to pay money. So they didn't.
Well, I think you could tell your listeners this morning, and your listeners will be the first to know. What did you do with North Korea's leader? Come on, Marshall. Let's hear it. What'd you do with him?
I do have that movie where they kill him in that movie, that comedy movie. I do have that movie. You know, at this point, does it really matter whether he's dead or alive?
I don't know. Well, supposedly, our president has an idea of what's going on, but he said he can't say.
Of course he can't.
What does he have? Does he have COVID-19?
I don't know. Let me put it this way. It doesn't matter because whoever takes his place is going to be just as mean and nasty and rotten.
His daughter is in line to take his place.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, they're going to still keep shooting missiles. They're going to still keep doing what they do.
I
don't wish anybody death, not even Kim Jong-un. I don't wish anybody death. But at this point, between Trump and Kim Jong-un and the guy who's running Britain, I just don't care anymore. I've had enough news of all three of them.
Yeah, well, the good news from London and Italy. I think London, 11 days, no fatalities. And Italy, I think they said 4 or 5 days consecutively, no fatalities. That's all a good sign.
That's a very good sign. And hopefully we'll get past the curve and then we'll deal with it again in the fall.
Hopefully we won't.
Well, we will. You can be sure. 2020 came in like a bang. It's been screwed up.
Like
it's been screwed up all along, and it's going to go out with a bang too. It's just not a good year.
No.
And then you got the election thrown in on top.
that just tops the cake, doesn't it?
That's the cherry on the top of the sundae.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you mañana and see what's all going on and see if Kim Jong-un is still alive.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.